This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon says it faces tough decisions in helping Ukraine if Congress does not approve more funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There are two pots of money for Ukraine set up specifically for the war with Russia. One involves the U.S. sending weapons already in Pentagon stocks. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says there's about $4.4 billion left in that fund.
Certainly we do retain the option to spend the full $4.4.
The problem is congressional funding to replace those weapons is down to about $1 billion.
These are tough choices because ultimately at the end of the day, we start to have to make decisions about our own readiness.
Which Ryder says is another reason Congress must approve the supplemental aid request, which includes roughly $30 billion to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stocks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Washington is pushing Israel to focus the war in Gaza on precise targeting of Hamas leaders rather than widespread bombing and ground operations. The White House National Security Advisor said on Friday, amid signs of differences over timing, Israel so far resisted increasing global pressure to rein in the Gaza offensive, which has killed almost 19,000 Palestinians since the Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. French President Emmanuel Macron says he'd still consider talking with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, if it helps to forge a, quote, sustainable peace between Ukraine and Russia. Macron and Putin enjoyed a good working relationship before Russia invaded its neighbor in February 2022. In the weeks leading up to the war, Macron's diplomatic efforts failed, but he then kept open a line of communication with the Russian president for months. Their diplomatic and personal links have deteriorated as the war dragged on. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com.